My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us keep all of our deceased members of our military forces in our prayers today, who have given us the ability to enjoy the freedoms in this country, that especially the freedom of religion. Think of so many countries around the world where people aren't free to go to Mass, but it's because of our military personnel that defended the many gifts that God has given us that we're able to perhaps even be here right now. So let's be thankful to God. I remember I took a trip to Fatima and Lourdes maybe about 10 years ago, and it was part of a side trip we took between the two. If you drew a line, you can be passed by Normandy. And it wasn't my intention when I went on the trip to necessarily see Normandy, that famous beach where the U.S. came in during the wars, but between Lourdes and Fatima, I was very moved by those places, but I was shocked at how walking on the beach of Normandy affected me, to think of all of those brave men who put their lives on the line. So how important it is for us to continue to pray for them and all of those who continue to serve us day in and day out. Even through this virus, you've seen military personnel that have been working to keep people safe and to make sure things are taken care of. And so we're thankful for all those who serve our country so well, especially those who lay down that ultimate sacrifice. So we can be truly thankful to God. We can see the people in the gospel are in some ways saying, "Oh, we believe you, Jesus." Now we can see that you're speaking without any parables or anything. But Jesus reminds them that this belief in him that they have hasn't yet really taken root. It hasn't gotten to that level that they'd be willing to lay down their lives with him. And that's the level of love that we're talking about. Jesus says there's no greater love than for us to lay down our lives for our friends. And so he's going to show us how to do that. Our military personnel in some way reflect that willingness to lay down their lives for others. And where's that willingness inside of us to be able to do the same thing, to lay down our lives for our friends, for our families, you know, again and again at times, and even for those who we disagree with, to pray for our enemies, that laying down of our lives, it only comes from that, from the Holy Spirit. We have to have the Holy Spirit. And one of my favorite lines in scriptures was there today. St. Paul comes to the Ephesians and says, you know, did you guys receive the Holy Spirit? And then this is my favorite line. We didn't even know that there was a Holy Spirit. Don't you love that? How could you not know there's a Holy Spirit? You're following Jesus, but you don't know there's a Holy Spirit. He's just the third person of the Trinity. It's just God. But they didn't even know. They didn't know that there was a Holy Spirit. It's only by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that we're able to lay down our lives, that we're able to know who Jesus is. They only knew the baptism of John the Baptist. They didn't know the one whom John the Baptist was pointing to. And so we have to pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit so that we can lay down our lives for our friends. Not just when it's convenient. Not just when it's convenient, but when it's inconvenient. We have to storm a beach to lay down our lives for the freedom that God gives to us. It's worth that effort. Let's pray for the grace of the Holy Spirit in our own lives, that we too may follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ and lay down our lives for our friends, so that we may receive him and be with him who comes to us in this Holy Eucharist.